For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. They've been in business in Bethesda for over 40 years, offering health and wellness, compounding pharmacy, regular pharmacy. They've been our devoted sponsor and are an amazing resource for health and wellness, so make sure that you stop in there if you haven't already. You can listen to all of our previously recorded shows by visiting the Village Green website. That is www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, you can stream our show or listen to previously recorded shows. I had an amazing interview with Dr. Zach Bush. I think that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, probably in the 8 or 9 years that I've been doing that. One of my favorite interviews. It's a total gem if you want to go back and listen. I really tried to stay quiet and just let him do his thing because he's really discussing amazing information. So we've got a ton of shows like that all listed in the archive. Next week, my co-host Dana Lake will be back. Today, we've got a great show lined up for you as always. You know, we're usually focused on talking about specific solutions for health issues, but it's important when we're talking about looking at things holistically or just talking about health, there's many different aspects to managing a condition, aspects beyond just, you know, what is the best diet to eat or what is the best herb to take or nutrients, or, you know, it affects aspects of your life in every single way, not just how you feel day to day, but that impacts how your relationships are with things like your spouse and your children. And certainly it also affects what happens to you in your workplace. And being sick and suffering with health issues can have a huge impact on how you perform in all areas of your life. So today we have with us somebody who personally has gone through some very significant health challenges and learned firsthand how it impacted her primarily in her workplace. So she made it her mission to help people advocate for themselves that are suffering from different health conditions, particularly autoimmune disease, to make sure that they understand their rights and to help them navigate the challenges that come up when you don't feel well every day and people don't always understand why. There are certain types of conditions that are very, well recognized, things like cancer and motor vehicle accidents and, bereavement when there's loss of a loved one. People understand those issues and are very supportive in the world of helping people through those problems. But there's many, many other health conditions that people suffer from that are not well understood. And this is where people sometimes are it's other people pass judgment and think, well, they're just making it up. They're not sick. They don't understand the condition because, to be honest, in a lot of situations, not even the doctor understands the condition or not even the doctor really advocates or really recognizes the suffering that person might go through. And that is where things become very gray and very muddy. And that's where people, you know, are likely to experience potentially what you might call some discrimination. So Holly Bertone is a number one Amazon.com best-selling author of the book Thriving in the Workplace with Autoimmune Disease, Know Your Rights, Resolve Conflict, and Reduce Stress. She is a highly sought-after speaker and wellness expert. After spending over 20 years as a project manager in both government and industry, she is now the president and CEO of Pink Fortitude, LLC, and runs the health and wellness website pinkfortitude.com. Holly is a breast cancer and Hashimoto's survivor and turned these two significant health challenges into a passion to help others. She inspires others with her quick wit, brutal honesty, and simple ways to be healthy in real life. Holly is a certified natural health professional, a certified essential oils coach, and holds a master's degree from Johns Hopkins University and a bachelor's degree from Elizabethtown College, and is a project management professional. Holly, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Dr. Passero, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really look forward to it.
Sure. So let's start with you telling us your, sharing with the listeners maybe your personal story to help put it into context how you began your journey on this mission and your impetus to write this book and really disseminate this information.
Absolutely. And in fact, I always like to start in my 30s because it to be where I've been, it helps to know where I came from. And in my 30s, I was climbing the corporate ladder, had a very successful career, was extremely healthy. I raced in Xterra races, which are like Ironmans, but they're with mountain bike. They have a mountain bike and trail run component. Did a lot of rock climbing, hiking, traveled all over the world. Pretty much life was perfect. And I was 39. I was dating and living with my boyfriend. And on my 39th birthday, I received my breast cancer diagnosis. And 2 days later, he proposed. So the journey kind of switched. It was 48 hours, 8 words. You have breast cancer, and will you marry me? And yeah, it's been a whirlwind ever since. Honestly, that first month after the diagnosis, and I think everyone goes through, you have the anger, the depression, the betrayal, just all of the emotions that come to the surface. But after about a month, I really felt this peace about my diagnosis and where I was at. And really felt that it was my gift. And I don't know if it was because I was diagnosed on my birthday. And I guess some women get earrings or roses. I got breast cancer. So that was my gift. And from that point on, I really just held on to that and tried to figure out where this journey was going to take me, what reevaluating the priorities in life and, you know, what this is really all about and what are we here for? And it really just helped change the trajectory of everything. I went through traditional cancer treatment. I started with a lumpectomy and then went into chemotherapy and radiation. So I was also trying to juggle being a fiancé along with the cancer treatment, which was interesting. I also had to redefine beauty and realize that true love and true beauty is not the size of your breast or the length of your hair. I mean, I went from having long, gorgeous red hair to being bald, and it kicked me into early menopause. I mean, it was just cancer treatment. It's a horrible, horrible experience. We ended up getting married 10 days after treatment ended, so I was still sick and bald on our wedding day. And my husband deployed, he's now since retired, but Green Beret, and he deployed to Afghanistan about a month after our wedding, which gave me a lot of time by myself to really recover. But I didn't. And that's where the story turned for the worse. I had just horrible chronic fatigue and IBS issues, migraines, I mean, you name it. And my health just kept getting worse and worse. And my doctors said that it was because of everything my body had been through. That was not acceptable to me. I said, I'm still young. I mean, in 39, I'm still young at that point. And that was completely unacceptable. I kept pushing for answers. I finally, 1 year later, received a diagnosis of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is the autoimmune component of hypothyroidism, which in layman's terms, your thyroid is sluggish and so are you, which explained a lot of the reasons. But after cancer, anyone getting a treatment or a diagnosis of Hashimoto's in and of itself is, can be devastating. After cancer and after being sick all year, I was just like, okay, whatever. Give me my drugs, give me my pills, and let me get on my way. And I just want to be healthy again. But I still never recovered. And Hashimoto's kicked my butt. It really did. I was still, even after the medicine, they actually put me on Synthroid, which I found out 5 years later was not, my body wasn't working well with the Synthroid. I ended up having to be on a different medicine. It wasn't converting the T4 to T3. So, you know, I'm on this medicine and I'm not healing. Now, back to, we talked about the workplace, right? When I was diagnosed with cancer and I was working at a federal agency in downtown DC, which will be unnamed, and they were so high on the empathy factor. They literally gave me a parking spot in the building. And any of you working downtown know that that is almost a miracle. They gave me flexible hours. They let me shut the door when I, you know, when I needed to, flexible hours with treatment. I was a GS-15 at the time. So, you know, I had a lot of responsibility and they did everything that they could to, you know, really ease the burden of going through cancer treatment. When I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, my managers were still very accommodating. Fast forward, now this was when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer, it was 2010. Fast forward to 2017. I've now, over the years, learned about functional medicine. I've learned about root cause healing. Totally changed my lifestyle. I went gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, processed food-free, focused on organic foods, non-GMOs, really whole foods, and also cleaned up the toxins in my environment, worked on stress issues, worked on emotional issues, did everything that I could to be healthy again. And in 2017, just kind of out of nowhere, had another really bad health crisis. The chronic fatigue was so bad, I could barely get out of bed. I could barely function at work. I mean, I fell asleep at work, I don't even know how many times. And I'm not talking little cat naps. I'm talking, I was out cold, my manager shaking me to wake me up. It was, and praying that I was able to drive home and stay awake for the commute. And it was really bad. I probably should have been in the hospital, but I kept going. I was under a new management at the time at the agency, and they wanted nothing to do with me being sick. I went to several different doctors, including actually a functional practitioner, and the thought was to put me on some IV treatments to at least, you know, even though it was a Band-Aid at the time, at least so that I could function. I went to FMLA. I had all of the medical paperwork filled out. And what happened was I was told I should drink more coffee. I was told that I should just take another pill, and that pretty much it was all in my head, that I was faking it, that I was lazy. And, you know, I used to be at the top of my game. I was very, very productive, held a high level, and the health crisis just brought me to my knees, and the new management was not cooperative at all. Once the FMLA was approved, I was pretty excited because I could start going to my IV treatments and, you know, really start to at least start the healing process. They actually revoked my FMLA, and that's when I started researching rights. Because autoimmune disease is what they call an invisible disability. You know, going from cancer, when you're bald, people have empathy. People feel bad for you. They feel sad for you. Everyone knows someone who's had cancer, a loved one. You know, a lot of people have loved ones who have died from cancer. But autoimmune disease is a different beast. And two of the main symptoms are chronic fatigue and pain. And you can't see those. And the entire reception that I had with this most recent health crisis was, again, one of them not believing me, saying I was faking it, saying I should drink more coffee. I have children at home. I'm more tired than you are. And that's the reception I got.
Yeah. It's a compelling story and one that a lot of people have been through and walked through. And I know it because I see it in my office day after day, with people coming in just hardly making it through their days, but pushing as much as they can for the purpose of basically working. And they have nothing left for anything else in their life. And many of them do end up being demoted or being let go based on some of these issues. So, you know, it's a very compelling and very powerful story and a great way to start the show off. So when we come back from the break, Holly, let's kind of talk a little bit more about it, what you uncovered, what you've researched, what is the content of your book, and start really breaking it down for people, because I'm sure there's people out there listening that are going through the same exact thing you've been through or know somebody that is. So very valuable information. When we come back from the break, we'll pick this up. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11. Don't forget to listen to my co-host next week, Dana Lake, always hosts an amazing show. Always so grateful and thankful to be here with all of my special guests. I learn so much from being here, talking to every guest every week. It really is an honor and a privilege. I hope that all of you listening get the same experience. We try very hard to make sure that we bring relevant and interesting information to the air every single week. So today we're talking with Holly Bertone. If you were listening to the first segment, you heard her amazing and compelling story. She is a number one Amazon.com bestselling author of her book, Thriving in the Workplace with Autoimmune Disease, Know Your Rights, Resolve Conflict, and Reduce Stress. She's a highly sought-after speaker and wellness expert, and she's going to be hosting between October 29th and November 2nd something called the Mystery Symptom Summit. You can learn more at mysterysymptomsummit.com, and basically that will be speaking with 30 of the world's most predominant medical, naturopathic, and health experts who share their perspective on solving the root cause of your chronic illness. So, Holly, I'm imagining your story somewhat comes back to, you know, finding these types of providers that help you figure it out, because here you are actually sitting in the studio across from me looking, you know, healthy and beautiful and vibrant and, you know, obviously was very productive and wrote a book and, you know, worked on a business. So I'm assuming some of those health issues that derailed you from your previous career have since surpassed. And that is what many people experience, is they don't have the resources available. And that is, you know, a tricky part of autoimmune disease. Some autoimmune diseases are easier to manage than others. Hashimoto's can be a difficult one because the traditional approach is very cut and dry. It's, you know, take this pill, and once your lab tests normalize, if you still are reporting symptoms, there's really no abnormality that the doctor can detect. And it's expected that you should be just fine as soon as your numbers regulate. And unfortunately, as I know, because a huge portion of my practice is focused on managing these types of cases, that's just not how it goes. So, you know, let's get back to your story and, you know, where we should go next.
And you actually brought up a really good point, is that you said you look healthy and vibrant. And I think that's a huge misconception. My health trajectory is definitely a lot better than it was a year ago. But a lot of people hear that, you know, they don't know, people can't see the sickness inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you look healthy, you look fine. And, you know, inside you're thinking, I can barely get a shower without having to go back to bed, you know, let alone function throughout the day. So I'm glad you said that, because that's a huge perception.
And yes, I'm
feeling a lot better, but still on the trajectory. Yeah. And what had actually happened, I found out a year later, and, you know, I'm sure you talk a lot about this on your show, is that there's more to healing than just looking at the disease. And we actually, it took several doctors and 8 years, but we actually found out that I had some pretty severe kidney and liver damage, which was the underlying cause of all of the issues, and, you know, really kicking everything out of whack. Plus, again, I was also on the incorrect medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, from that experience, and especially in the workplace, I started researching, because, you know, you look around and I'm not trying to say one disability is better than the other, but someone who is blind, there's an obvious, you give them Braille, you give them, you know, you allow the seeing eye dog. If someone is in a wheelchair, you give them a ramp. There's a lot of obvious accommodations for those who have visible disabilities. But with autoimmune disease and invisible disabilities, it's really hard for the employer to see that. And when I started researching, I realized that there's nothing out there. So I took it upon myself, before I resigned, to research as much as I could to find out what little I could to help my situation. And it was, we were at a point where it was a difficult decision. I was, I had stepped down at that point. So GS-14, living in the metro area. My husband's a retired military, and, you know, we were counting on my income, you know, making six figures. We were not ready for me to walk away. I had built Pink Fortitude as kind of a hobby blog at the time, but we weren't ready to take it full time. We weren't ready to walk away from that income. And it was a huge decision to really focus on resigning, stepping away, and focusing on my health. But it got to that critical junction where it had to happen. And, you know, anyone who is listening who is at that point, I'm obviously not advocating that you just up and quit your job. But when you have an illness that takes you that far into crisis mode, there's a lot of hard decisions that you have to make. And only you or you and your family can make them. But those are decisions that need to happen, and you need to think about them. And what I decided to do was not pursue EEO, not to pursue the legal course of action. I just did not feel in my heart that it was the right thing to do. I did not feel in my heart that I wanted to do it. I wanted instead to be able to resign gracefully and walk away and be in a place where I can help others. And that's why I wrote the book, to look at, you know, number one, is autoimmune disease a legal disability? To even answer that question, if I have an autoimmune disease, do I have rights? Is it legally covered under the ADA? And also how to work with your employer, whether you're in government or private industry, and also what are some accommodations that I can ask for, and how can I help to balance work and life? And especially, I think the statistics are 75% of individuals with autoimmune disease are women. So as women, if we're working full time, we're typically also taking care of a spouse and children. And, you know, because women typically take on a lot more, we also are taking care of elderly parents and our neighbors and, you know, church and soccer games and everything like that, too. So my goal was really to just help other individuals who are in the same situation and to bring this topic to the public. I mean, it's not being talked about.
Yeah, it certainly is not being talked about. And it goes on many layers. Autoimmune disease is one of the invisible diseases, but I see it in many other issues where people are ill and they don't even have the luxury of getting a clear diagnosis, but they have a lot of problems. I experienced it firsthand myself with my journey through Lyme disease. And, you know, luckily I own my own business. So, but if I had worked for somebody else, I probably would have gotten fired during the year that it took me to work on my recovery because I was so incredibly unproductive and just a completely different person as far as what I had been before and what I was after. And there's no way an employer probably would have tolerated what I needed to get through my day. And that's one where, again, you can't see it. I looked fine. And all of my tests were completely normal from every kind of lab screening. The only reason I knew what it was that I had is because I had treated so many patients before. So I had the luxury of being able to understand what was going on in my body far before somebody normally would have. So what did you find out in regards, because autoimmune disease is rampant. I mean, chronic disease is everywhere and autoimmune disease is incredibly common. Your particular journey, I mean, usually in the top, five prescribed medications annually are thyroid medications. We know that it's more predominant in women and, you know, 80 to 90% of cases of thyroid disorder are related to this autoimmune issue. So is it even considered a disability? I mean, what did you find out? What are the options that people have?
It is absolutely rampant. The estimated statistics are around 54 million individuals in America have some type of autoimmune disease, and that number just keeps growing. And that doesn't count the, like you said, the individuals who aren't even diagnosed. In 2009, the Americans with Disabilities Act was amended to include endocrine and immune functions in the body. So if autoimmune disease was ever a gray area before under the ADA, it is not as of 2009. Mm. It is a legal disability in the United States.
Mm. Okay, that's interesting to know. Okay, so what else should people understand?
I get asked a lot about, should I tell my employer, should I talk to my employer? And This is one of those case-by-case scenarios. And I always start the conversation with, good bosses are always going to be good bosses. Jerk bosses are always going to be jerk bosses. So keep that in mind. The other thing to keep in mind is that we live in a society where nothing is secret. You post something on Facebook, you say something to a coworker, even well-meaning, something might come out. So that being said, if you tell your employer, and obviously you want to have everything medically documented. So the first step is to go to HR or your EEO office and obtain all of the proper medical documentation, what I recommend is to have make copies of it, write some general information, and then schedule an appointment, a separate appointment with your doctor so you can go over it one-on-one rather than just dropping it off at the office and expect them to fill it out. But then when you take it to your employer, it's always good not just to give it to HR, but HR and your manager, and to also have an open conversation about your condition if this is where you're at. Now, if you don't have, and here's where it gets sticky, if you don't have any symptoms, so pretty much everything's in remission, everything is fine, you don't say anything, you don't have anything documented, and you have a flare-up, something happens, your work performance suffers because of it, you are not legally covered because it's not documented. So it's one of those where if you have something, if you've been fine forever, you may not, it may not be the right time, but it's always good to have that medical documentation, even if you just keep it with HR and you don't have a conversation with your immediate manager or supervisor. It may not be a bad idea to have that documentation on file, because once that documentation is on file, you are legally covered. But again, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. If you have a conversation with your coworker, if you're on the phone, and your boss overhears something, and again, you have laws that protect you, but then there's also the chance of retribution as well.
Mm-hmm. In what way, typically?
They could say that you're lazy, you're faking it. Mm-hmm. I actually had my hours changed for no reason at all. So there's different ways. Again, a jerk boss is a jerk boss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then what are some of the other key points you cover in the book?
So we talk about accommodations and what are some things that you can ask for? And especially in the D.C. metro area, flexible hours, the chance to work from home a few days a week, mm-hmm. that's one of the biggest and the best accommodations. And I think a lot of employers in this area are open to that, just especially not from an autoimmune perspective, but just from the commute.
Yep.
And so that's one thing to consider. Now, obviously, some of our security agencies, you're going to have a little tougher time with that, but even being able to transfer maybe to a position where you can do some work from home. And the way that I look at it is even on a bad day. So, for example, you have to get up, shower, commute. You know, how much do we commute into the city? 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour?
Yep.
Right, times two, plus work all day. So right there, you're looking at a minimum 10, 11, 12-hour day just to get to work and back. So if you can work from home even 4 or 5 hours and be productive, that's better than not working at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to, on those days that you're having a flare-up. Number two is education. Again, as you present your documentation, also talk about the unpredictability of autoimmune. And again, everyone's on a case-by-case basis, but some people don't have control over their good days or their bad days.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. I know from the doctor standpoint, I've filled out, a fair amount, my share of paperwork for these types of issues. And even the paperwork is designed to make it seem like it's not a real issue from my experience, because the paperwork tries to create such specific definition around the medical condition that as the doctor filling it out, how long will treatment last? Exactly how long will this accommodation need to be for? How many months? It's like asking for very specific parameters as if it's a condition that is so predictable how it's going to respond. And, there are times when I fill those out based on what I think is going to be necessary, and it may be challenged or it may be denied because it doesn't fit the specific parameters that they're asking for on the paperwork. So it is challenging. We've got to take a quick break, Holly, again, but when we come back, let's pick up this conversation and maybe talk about If you'd like to share some of the things that you do in your daily life that's helped you recover portions of your health, I'd love for you to talk more about the Mystery Symptom Summit that's coming up and more about your book. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we're talking with Holly Bertone. Basically, she's sitting here with me sharing her story of illness and recovery and how it impacted her life, not just from the standpoint of how she felt, which is oftentimes the perspective of the conversation that we're talking about here, but just as importantly, and sometimes even more importantly, how it affected the structure of her life and what she's learned and how she's trying to help others suffering with similar issues avoid some of the situations that she was pushed into by using her experience and knowledge and sharing it with you. So, Holly, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, and thank you again. And you know what, Dr. Passero, you brought up a really good point about being in a position as a physician where you're filling out the paperwork and it is the paperwork is very specific. They're treating everything like a broken leg.
Yep.
You know that you're going to have X condition and it's going to be healed in X number of days or months, and it's not autoimmune is its own beast. And that's why I really recommend, just to reiterate, I really recommend you taking the time to fill out as much of the paperwork as possible and then scheduling a separate appointment with your physician, with your doctor, to go over so that you know how to fill it out together so that the best message and the most correct message and the most clinical message is conveyed on that paperwork.
Yeah, I would agree. That would be super helpful if people took the time to actually fill it out ahead of time and sit down with me and go over it. Usually I get the stack of papers and, you know, how many hours per week does their accommodation need, you know, things that are very difficult for me to answer. So I do the best that I can, but I think that it would be more successful if it was more engagement in both ways.
And we talked about accommodations. I wanted to get into a few more. I mean, obviously the flexible hours and working from home is the most ideal for a lot of autoimmune conditions, especially when chronic pain and chronic fatigue are some of the top symptoms, if not the two together. But some of the other ones, and these are small, inexpensive, or free, things like if you have, for example, celiac disease and need a dedicated refrigerator to make sure that there's no cross-contamination, mm-hmm. you can ask for a small refrigerator in your workplace. If you have IBS issues, Crohn's disease, if you are running to the bathroom on a frequent basis, I mean, I know, getting slightly colorful, there were many days where my coworkers, I mean, you know, I was in a typical government cube farm, and I had six of my coworkers within 2 feet of me, and they heard that chair go back. They got out of my way because I was running to the bathroom, and, you know, no one wanted to see disaster pants at the mm-hmm. workplace. So, you know, things like maybe even a closer spot, you know, a workplace that's a little bit closer to the bathroom. It's a little tougher downtown, but in some of the outlying areas, you know, if you have some pain issues or mobility issues, even a closer parking spot, even if you don't have a handicap tag, to be able to have a designated or a closer parking spot. Things like glare, you can have, you know, special lamps that you're allowed to bring in, or, you know, different light bulbs removed from the ceiling, things like that. And heat and cooling issues. A lot of us have our own thermometer that we deal with. So the ability to bring in or to have a fan or a heater to help as well. If you stand all day, you can request, if it's possible, you can request to have a chair. Or worst case, you can ask for an anti-fatigue mat, which will at least help. And if you sit, you can ask for an ergonomic chair, one of those Varri desks that you can stand up or sit down to help alleviate the symptoms. So there's a bunch of different, and I cover some more in the book, but there's a bunch of different accommodations that are really, they're easy, they're inexpensive, a lot of times free. You know, even things that, you know, you say, hey, I have XYZ at home. Is it okay if I bring this into the workplace, that they may not even have to provide it?
Mm-hmm. Those are all really good ideas.
Yeah. So, and the other thing too is, and I'm joking as I'm losing my train of thought, brain fog, which we haven't talked about. And I always kind of laugh at the comedic timing of that. But brain fog is another, cognition issues is another huge side effect. And things like asking your manager to put all of your work assignments in writing, or the ability to record your work assignment. And, you know, and again, you work in a SCIF, you're not going to be able to record things. But outside of that, you know, whether it's on your phone or a special recording device, or again, to have them email you or put all of your assignments in writing, that way your manager isn't just coming over to your desk and, you know, dropping all of your work into your lap and saying, here it is. And that way it really helps you to organize your thoughts and to have all of it in writing to go back when you kind of forget or you know, may have some issues with remembering what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And I mean, all those things sound small, right? But, you know, when you're in your workplace, which for most people is where they spend the majority of their day, right? I mean, you need to try and be as comfortable as possible. And even sometimes enough of those small accommodations can be enough to take a little bit of stress off. And if we've learned anything about autoimmune disease, it's that stress is probably one of the biggest triggers for causing flares, contributing to or triggering autoimmune conditions. So think about it, if not from the perspective of this won't solve my problem, But if there's anything I can do to just make the place where I spend most of my day a little bit more comfortable and a little bit less stressful, it may go a huge way. I have a good friend who has, you know, very bad Crohn's disease. And for him, an accommodation, I don't think he's ever asked for it, but would be hugely helpful, is if he could just start probably 2 hours later in the morning, because mornings are really difficult, you know, and that would probably be a huge benefit for him, just to be able to have that time in the morning to deal with some of the worst aspects of his disease when there's a flare. So, you know, things like that are important to understand and to ask for. And I agree. I mean, out of all the people that I see with autoimmune disease, I can't think of a single one of them who's ever asked for accommodation in the workplace, because I don't think anybody actually understands that they have the right to.
And that was why I wanted to put the message out there, was that, number one, a lot of people don't know that they have rights. And even if you don't consider yourself disabled, legally you are.
Yeah.
And you have rights. And I actually wanted to hit on one more accommodation and then talk about, you know, kind of planning your day. You hit a really good point. One final accommodation is that typically you have a lot of doctors that you see and you need some time during the day to be on the phone. So asking for either a private office, an empty office, a conference room, something like that, if you're not comfortable with being on the phone around your coworkers,
yep.
that's another, again, something that's relatively easy.
Yeah. I mean, the other issue that I'm sure comes up is there's probably people that don't want to bring attention to it. You know, there's a stigma that they're probably worried they'll get stuck with, just like, you know, if you go to the restaurant and you ask the waiter that you tell them you have an allergy, a gluten allergy, a dairy allergy, you know, in the workplace, it's even more so because you don't know how you might be judged by peers, by your managers. Although you do have legal rights, that doesn't mean people can't make your life more difficult as a result of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot to be said for just making that choice to advocate for yourself, particularly in situations where things may not be so extreme that you're in jeopardy of losing your position, but just what you could advocate for yourself to make your day so much more comfortable. And I'm sure that's a difficult choice for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I also tell people too, and this is an accommodation, but think about your day. Think about your highs and lows. And the biggest piece of advice I give is plan your day around those highs and lows. Plan your most productive, plan your hardest work, either at home and at work. Plan your hardest work that you do physically or mentally around those times where you know that you're feeling your best.
Mm-hmm.
And then plan those kind of that low-hanging fruit, that easy to do. Every job has something that's just on autopilot, those easy tasks that you can do. Plan that around those times during the day that you're a little more tired than normal.
Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. All right, when we come back from the break, Holly, we'll be wrapping up the conversation, but I think we've got a lot of really important and interesting points to continue to share here in the last segment of the show. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalarti from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in. I think we've had a really great discussion with my guest today in studio, Holly Bertone. She's written the Amazon best-selling book of Thriving in the Workplace with Autoimmune Disease, Know Your Rights, Resolve Conflict, and Reduce Stress. So we talked a little bit in the last segment about some accommodations that you could ask for and really understanding that if you have an autoimmune condition, you are considered to have a disability, whether or not you feel that way or whether or not you want to advocate for yourself in that way through the rights that have been established by the ADA is your choice. But if you're suffering from a condition and you feel like you need support in that way, you do have legal rights to do so. I also just, you know, would love to advocate for the fact that if you're suffering from these issues, you know, Holly, as I'm sure you figured out, the journey to recovery isn't just about creating accommodations in the workplace. Yes, that will help make your day-to-day better and preserve your career, but at the end of the day, it doesn't restore your wellness. And I think everybody would rather feel good and perform at a high level than have to rely on any sort of accommodation to maintain their job. So you have to be an advocate for yourself in many other ways, because not only does the workplace fall short in understanding and helping you deal with your disease, but in many of these autoimmune conditions, the traditional approaches to dealing with your autoimmune condition will also likely fall short. And so you have to learn to advocate for yourself in other ways, as far as finding the right providers, the right partners in your healthcare to guide you through these other aspects of dealing with a body where the immune system has become sort of dysregulated. And there's great working theories to understand what we can do from a health perspective to support that. And we've got lots of great shows in our archives about how to understand how your body works, how your immune system works, the process of chronic inflammation, of autoimmune disease, and the things that need to happen in order to help mediate and mitigate some of those side effects, because the ideal is everybody feels good most of the time. So, Holly, talk to us a little bit about this exciting project you have planned, the Mystery Symptom Summit, because I think that touches a little bit on what I just discussed, because you sort of brought a whole bunch of experts together to share information about dealing with autoimmune disease. I'm assuming the summit isn't just about accommodations in the workplace. It's actually about healing, correct?
Right. The summit actually focuses on root cause healing.
Yeah.
And I handpicked 30 experts, not just for their brilliant minds in root cause healing, functional medicine, but for their hearts. I wanted individuals not just to be super smart and share their knowledge, but to share their hearts as well and really reach out to those who are either suffering with an autoimmune disease or have some type of chronic illness or really just have mystery symptoms. I mean, I've people who have been to 10, 20 doctors and aren't getting answers. And yeah, we really do. We have an all-star cast. We're going to explore, you know, we're going to get into fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, multiple sclerosis, parasites, Epstein-Barr. I mean, you name it, we're going to cover it. And we're going to talk about a lot of the mystery symptoms and root cause healing. One of my favorite topics, though, is we actually have Sandra Scheinbaum coming on to speak on how to be a patient advocate and how to find a good doctor, how to work with your doctors, the difference between MDs, NDs, DOs, all the letters behind the name. Does my practitioner even need to be a doctor? Can I see someone else? Are there, you know, what about a nutritionist? Like, what should I look for? How do I work with them? What are the questions I should ask? How do I partner with my team of practitioners? How do I create that all-star team to find that healing that I really need?
Yeah, it's a difficult process. You know, it really is, and, you know, often a costly one. Because to find doctors that are willing to take different approaches to figuring out root cause, that takes a lot of work and a lot of time. And it, from a provider standpoint, I know it doesn't fall into the model of, you know, what you would get with insurance reimbursement if you're just billing insurance companies and spending 5 or 10 minutes with people. You've got to take the time. Oftentimes requires testing, alternative testing that oftentimes falls outside of the insurance realm. So it is a difficult and challenging process in a culture where most people expect that their insurance plan is going to make sure they're taken care of and make sure they're going to have access to the right doctors at very little out-of-pocket cost. And unfortunately, as I'm sure you've experienced, that's not what your journey consisted of.
Right, right. And I'm also excited we have two local individuals who are going to be on the summit, both of which have been on your show as well. Mm-hmm. Mark Isaacson is going to speak on his project with Dr. Joe Pizzorno about bioepigenetics and individualized healthcare. Mm-hmm. And he's with, obviously, Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. And then also Terry Cochran, who is an integrative practitioner and nutritionist, is going to speak on why some of these healthy foods that we've all been taught are really healthy are doing us harm. Mm-hmm. And she's based out of Reston, Virginia, and is actually on my healing team as well. So I'm excited to have both of them on the summit and sharing their expertise.
No, that's great. That's great. So that runs from October 29th to November 2nd?
Correct. And we have it over Halloween just because mystery symptoms are scary enough, right?
And then how do people register? Is there a fee? How does it work?
It is free to view during the week, and you can register at mysterysymptomsummit.com.
Okay, great. And then afterwards, if people miss that window, they'll be able to have access to it for a fee?
Yes, they can upgrade at that point.
Okay. All right, Holly. So we're running, you know, sort of winding down on time. What other messages, you know, to kind of wrap things up, what else would you like to share with our listeners about you know, sort of words of wisdom, given what you've been through and you know, what might be helpful?
You know, it's a journey. My journey was 8 years, and I know it's probably been a lot more for a lot of people, but there is hope and there is healing, and don't give up. I mean, keep asking for questions, keep pushing for answers, and don't give up on yourselves. Don't give up on your body, and healing is in your future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be an exhausting process. You know, if you're that tired and you're that fatigued all the time, filling out paperwork, perusing government websites to look for, you know, proper paperwork and documented everything. And, you know, it is exhausting, but it is the process that unfortunately you're going to have to take if you want the best outcome.
Yeah. And true health really is, it's our birthright. I mean, our bodies are meant to heal, and it's going to take a journey to get there.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, Holly, for taking the time to be with us today. Really appreciate everybody listening. Again, if you'd like to register for the Mystery Symptom Summit, you can go to mysterysymptomsummit.com, and it is free if you register to view it during that week of October 29th to November 2nd. I will certainly be tuning in. Thank you all for tuning in to the Essentials of Healthy Living. This is your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.